Now, the man who wrote this evidently knew something about Sennacherib's attack upon Jerusalem, because it seems to be an eyewitness account. And we're going to see that even here in this first chapter. When Sennacherib, king of Assyria, invaded Judah during the reign of Hezekiah, probably Nahum was an eyewitness at that time. And that would mean that Nahum would be a contemporary of both Isaiah and Micah. And it's a belief of some that that is accurate. I personally have not decided on any definite date at all. I have given this in my notes that many of you have, and I'm reading now. Dates are given anywhere from 720 to 636 B.C. by conservative scholars. It seems reasonable to locate him about 100 years after Jonah, and about 100 years before the destruction of Nineveh, about 606 B.C. He probably lived during the reign of Hezekiah, and he saw the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel, and he was greatly moved by that, of course. And so the theme of his message is the judgment of Nineveh, and that's all that it's about, by the way. Now, this man, he sounds the death knell of Nineveh, and he pronounces judgment by the total destruction on Assyria, Nineveh being the capital. Now, the thing that Nahum is going to maintain is that God was just in doing this. Now, you will recall that Jonah went to Nineveh with a message. And that was about 100 to 150 years before Nahum appeared on the scene. And actually, I like to look at the little book of Jonah and the little book of Nahum together. But the only thing is, when you're going through the Bible as we are, you've got Micah that comes between here. And since that is the way that it is arranged, we follow that arrangement. But I'd like to look at them together. Now, God told this man Jonah to go to Nineveh and to bring a message there. And a remarkable thing happened, as we saw. The entire city turned to God, 100%. And frankly, there's been nothing quite like that in the history of the world. We just don't seem to have anything that could compare to that at all, that an entire city, 100%, turned to God. And how far-reaching it was in the nation, I don't know, but certainly the capital city had a tremendous effect upon the nation, and there was a great turning to God in that day.